Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for some bold predictions for Super Bowl 58 right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome, everybody. It is Adam and Heath, and we are talking about Sunday's action, predictably. And Heath is getting ready for it. Heath is going to give some good bold predictions for the Chiefs, and I'm going to give ones for the 49ers. Okay, Chief, you...
Okay. Yeah, just call me Chief. In Spags we trust, as Chris Jones said earlier this week, and many Chiefs fans have said.
Game of the week, yeah! I forgot to do it to Dave! So I'm doing it to Chief. Hey! It's the Niners and the Chiefs, yeah! Totally forgot the entire week. Forgot to get Dave. The entire week. Okay, go ahead, Spagnuolo.
Yeah. That was really special. The San Francisco 49ers will not get into the end zone. They'll kick three ill-advised field goals early in the game and then turn it over on downs when they have to have a touchdown.
All right, bold prediction for the 49ers. Christian McCaffrey runs for 150 yards and two touchdowns because the Chiefs' run defense just isn't very good, and this is the best path toward victory for the 49ers.
Patrick Mahomes throws two touchdown passes to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Both of them to MVS. MVS is the leading receiver in the game.
Debo Samuel wins Super Bowl MVP. He has a rushing touchdown. This does not happen along with the McCaffrey bold prediction. He has a rushing touchdown, and he has 75 yards receiving and six catches. And I do think that this is, I said this on the full-length show. He's a huge X factor for me, Heath. I think they have an answer for Ayuk and L'Jarius Sneed. I don't think they have an answer for Debo Samuel. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah, it's he is probably the second biggest worry for the Chiefs defense, I think. McCaffrey's obviously being the first. But I will say that Isaiah Pacheco has more total yards and more fantasy points than Christian McCaffrey.
All right, one last bold prediction for the 49ers. Not a good one. Brock Purdy turns the ball over three times, and ultimately this is why they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. So let me ask you this. From a fantasy standpoint, is there anything in this game that you think could change something going into 2024?
Yes. I went through my 2024 projection process today. And if you're just looking at what happened last year and not discounting next year too much, if you told me for sure Travis Kelce's coming back, he might project as tight end one again. If he goes out and has a 100-yard game with a touchdown and looks as good as he has for most of the playoffs and then immediately says, of course I'm coming back, I think Travis Kelce might be tight end one in everybody's preseason rankings.
The other thing I want to see is Purdy. You know, can he do it on this stage and really establish himself? I mean, if he goes out and has a big game, say he wins Super Bowl MVP, he will legitimately be in the discussion as one of the best quarterbacks in football. I mean, nobody's going to say he's Josh Allen or Mahomes or anything, but I do think he has not been very good in the playoffs. And that's why it's one of the reasons why I think we're all picking the Chiefs. One of the reasons he hasn't been that good. He's been a little turnover prone, a little sloppy. If he can go out and do it against a great defense in the Super Bowl, maybe it shouldn't impact the way people perceive him for fantasy, Heath, but I think it will.
I also think that adding another game of wide receiver one production from Rashee Rice could kind of solidify. Right now, we're looking at kind of a split situation. He wasn't very good early in the year, good in the second half, good so far in the playoffs. He goes out and catches 100 passes or 8 passes for 100 yards and scores a touchdown. he might be a second round pick if the Chiefs don't make a major addition.
All right, let's talk about our favorite player props. My two favorite would be Pacheco. It's kind of related here. Pacheco over 67 and a half rushing yards and Mahomes under 262 and a half passing yards.
I agree completely on the Pacheco one. That would probably be my second favorite. My favorite by far is Mahomes over 26 and a half rushing yards. He's averaged 35 rushing yards per game in the three Super Bowl appearances. Generally, when the stakes go up, especially against a defense that is good at getting pressure, he uses his legs more.
The stakes go up for Mahomes. The brisket goes up for Heath. That's what he'll be serving at his Super Bowl party. And enjoy. Good luck to Heath. Chief.
Enjoy your eggplant.
Won't be for me. Chicken cutlet for me. And enjoy the game, everybody. And have a great weekend. See ya.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.